Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas after a win from Tuesday. And Coach, recapping this one, 53-40 was the final score, but you guys were able to get out to a large lead. It was not quite indicative of what happened in this one. It's a little bit of a slow start for you guys, but you guys were able to start coasting in the second and third quarter and able to get the win. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Defensively, I thought we were pretty good all night. Couple breakdowns here and there, but all in all, I thought we caused them a lot of trouble running their offense. And I think what we got hurt more on in the first half was offensive rebounds. We gave up a couple of two or three offensive rebounds that were putbacks for them. But we kind of got that fixed in the second half. And offensively, after we got going, took us a little bit to get going, but after we got going, we started running some good offense. Probably weren't as patient on offense as we wanted to be at times, but felt really good with our transition game and for the most part our half court offense as well.
And then before that, on the 26th, you guys were able to win 51-49 against Marysville, and it was an Abe Hilbert tip-in at the buzzer that got you guys the win, and Carter Hike took that shot. But I just want to get your thoughts on how your team executed that last play, because was that how you wanted things to be drawn up, or what was your thoughts on how that last play transpired?
Well, that's not how we drew it up. But we really had set it up for the pass to go into the lane to one of our big guys. Trent saw that nobody was guarding Carter and on the perimeter, so he went there, which is fine. And then we were just fortunate that Abe was in the position he was in and was aware that it was going to take a tip in and not a catch and come down and shoot it. So it all worked out for us, but we're doing a good job as a whole, as a group, of just being on the same page when we're on the floor. And so I think that's a little bit of Colby was even in the area. The posts were ready for whatever might transpire off that shot. So it's kind of where we're at right now. We're just all kind of getting on the same page now.
Yeah, Abe always seems to be at the right place at the right time. He's our athlete of the week, by the way, as well. And he has just been such a fantastic hit all season long, and he's been just fantastic on the boards and in the paint. What makes him so effective inside?
Well, he loves basketball. He plays a lot of basketball in the off season, so he's done a lot to develop his skills and be very confident in what he does on the floor. I do think it took him a little while to get out of football mode, as it has a few of the others, but he's really settled in and he is good offensively because one, because of size, two, because he's been taught, Coach Steinlage, that works with our posts, and he's done a good job of getting him good at some at new post moves, different post moves, and he plays hard on the defensive end as well. I mean, he really doesn't take a break. We have to give him a break once in a while because he's going hard most of the time.
And certainly a big game coming up here. Games, plural, for this upcoming week. You guys have Sabetha on the 6th, but two games before that as well. That will be on Thursday night against Royal Valley and on Friday at Holton. So a couple of big-time games coming up here in this upcoming week. How important is this week for you guys as you guys are starting to make up some games and play a lot of games in a short amount of time?
Yeah, we'll have six games in, about 14 days, 13 days, something like that. But I think a lot of people are in the same boat. We just always say the most important game is the next game up, which is pretty much what everybody believes. We're going about it that way. We know that Coach Brown does a fantastic job at Royal Valley, so they're going to be ready to play us. And fortunately, we get to play at home with the other two games being on the road, Tuesday and Friday. So look forward to a good battle tomorrow night.
And we'll be broadcasting those games on Friday and next Tuesday on 103.9 FM KNZA. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this upcoming week.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.